Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks as always for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
First and foremost, there's the passage by the House and the Senate of kind of a landmark piece of legislation that really brings relief to our state's bars, restaurants, and small businesses. When I was talking to business owners, to restaurant owners at the beginning of the year, they were pointing out there was one restaurant or bar closing every day in South Carolina. So really needed to address this law that required businesses serving alcohol past 5 p.m. to carry $1 million in liquor liability insurance. And what it sort of came down to was joint and several liability that bars, if they were held 1% responsible, could be 100% liable. So they've addressed that. I think it's a really important development for the state and for, you know, kind of a lifeline for small businesses and bars and restaurants, ensuring that they'll stay in our communities. So kudos to the General Assembly.
All right, what's next?
It's been interesting for me to follow also at the General Assembly that they are considering, you know, kind of transforming our state's income tax system. So Bill 4216 has passed the House. It has not passed the Senate, but they're looking at kind of simplifying and lowering South Carolina's income tax. It's the highest in the Southeast is our income tax at the South Carolina level. So North Carolina has a flat rate of 4.75%. Georgia has a top rate of 5.75%. Tennessee doesn't levy any state income tax at all. So South Carolina, in order to continue to remain competitive, to attract businesses, and I would argue also individuals, has considered lowering the tax rates, simplifying it from three tiers down to two tiers, lowering the rates. So for here is the numbers that the top tax rate will eventually be 1.99%, but starting in 2026, income up to $30,000 would be taxed at 1.99%, above that at 5.39%. The goal long-term is to also eliminate state income tax in South Carolina, but that is kind of contingent on meeting certain revenue thresholds. So yes, we talk about being a business-friendly state and attracting businesses. I think this would go a long way to competing, at least, you know, with our immediate neighbors.
All right, Alan, we have just about a minute left. Tell us what else is on your radar.
Something also came across my desk this week that from Santee Cooper about that they have received, remember I mentioned that they have opened up to bid the assets at the failed VC Summer nuclear power plant. And I thought it was very interesting. They sent out a release saying that there has been strong interest from global firms in this, you know, in the partially built nuclear reactors at VC Summer. I thought that was really interesting. It's very important for the long term of South Carolina's energy development and for, you know, our businesses need the energy. So I'm following that development also.
Yeah, it'll be good to see if they can do something with that cost effectively, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be by Santee Cooper. It's going to, they've stated clearly they don't want to own or manage it. So it's out for bid. It will be handled by somebody else. So I think it's just a critical development for South Carolina.
All right. And I understand that you also stay busy with event planning or event advising for our state.
Yes. Full disclosure, I'm on an advisory board for a company, a nonprofit called Varna International. And learning about their organization, they have a summer concert series coming up. It's the 2025 Musica, and that is spelled M-U-Z-I-K-A. It's a Musica concert series. They have top-notch musicians. They're also a training academy for students from South Carolina, and they will be having these 25 performances across South Carolina throughout the month of June in Columbia, Greenville, Rock Hill, and Myrtle Beach, and looking very much forward to it.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of 3 online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.